Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
So as I mentioned, we're going full circle. We're coming full circle in this three-hour show we call the Lynn Hayes Freeland Show. We began at noon because we had just learned about a court decision. And now we're coming back around. Joining me to talk about that as well as some other things is State Senator Jake Corman. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. How are you?
I'm well. Maybe the bigger question is, how are you?
I'm just fine. Just fine. Doing well.
Okay. So you are quarantining at home, though. Is that correct?
Yeah, you know, like many who test positive for this, I have very mild symptoms, not sick at all. But, you know, obviously the right thing to do at this point is follow the CDC guidelines. And so I'll be quarantining at home for the next 10 days or so.
So were you at home, sir, this morning when you heard about the court decision in the masking case?
Yes. So, very excited by the decision. This case was always about who has the authority to do these types of orders and separation of powers as opposed to the merits of whether someone should wear a mask or not. It was our contention all along that the Secretary of Health, an unelected appointed official, did not have the authority to unilaterally enact a mask mandate, that the governor had asked the schools to develop health and safety plans last summer. They did that, preparing for the fall year to have their kids come back to school. And then unilaterally, they took the rug out from underneath these school districts who went through very difficult processes to achieve their health and safety plans. My children go to public school, and my wife and I, as parents do, we followed our school district's plans, and we're very comfortable that they were putting a safe plan together for our kids to attend school, and we're excited about the upcoming year. And then, again, the governor and the Secretary of Health unilaterally made this decision. They used something they would call the Disease Prevention and Control Act of 1950-something to try to usurp this authority. Our contention was that that authority does not exist, that if they wanted to do this, either the governor had to declare a state of emergency or the Secretary of Health had to go through a regulatory process. They did neither one of those. That's why, as a parent, myself and Representative Jesse Topper, who's also a parent of kids in schools, filed suit, and the court ruled in our favor today.
So then let me ask you this. So tomorrow, would that be tomorrow, your kids would not have to wear masks at school?
Well, that would depend if the governor and the Secretary of Health appeal this decision. If they appeal this decision to the Pennsylvania Supreme Court, I believe an automatic stay would come into place of the Commonwealth Court's decision, and we'd have to wait for a final decision from the Supreme Court.
So they have, in fact, as I understand it, I'm going to try to pull that up quickly, but as far as I understand it, they have said they do intend to appeal it. So
right.
That would automatically put a stay into effect?
That's what my lawyers are telling me, that would automatically put a stay in until the Supreme Court can hear the case.
Ah, okay. And we don't know how long that could take.
Correct.
So then when and we did speak, by the way, just so that full disclosure, we did speak to Representative Topper earlier today. He was on the show as well. But a lot of people had reached out to me and kind of wanted to circle back and say, well, isn't it interesting that the senator led this fight, but the senator is now quarantining? But my interpretation of all of this is that this was never about the science. It was more the procedure or the process that the mandate went into place.
100%. Look, the irony is not lost on me, right? That the day that I receive news that I've tested positive is the same day that we get news from the court. But like you said, having said this, this isn't a medical issue or a science issue. This is an issue of authority. And we live in a democracy. In a democracy, there's checks and balances of power between the branches of government. And, you know, the executive, you know, for the last 18 months, the whole discussion is about the executive branch overreach. Even if it's well-intended, which I believe in most cases it is, doesn't necessarily give them the authority to usurp our civil liberties. And, you know, the voters of Pennsylvania made a historic vote last May to curtail the governor's authority under state of emergencies. I would think he would have learned from that. Instead, he essentially doubled down by trying to find another avenue to wield his authority without any sort of checks and balances. And that's what this argument's about. Again, if school districts think that it's important that they have mask mandates, they have every right to do so. They should have that, as they should have the ability to go through and develop a health and safety plan at the local level, not the state implementing that unilaterally over them.
So I have to take advantage to having you on the phone, to having you on the show today, because we were kind of under the impression that you were going to announce a gubernatorial run today. Is that accurate?
Well, I was going to make an announcement in my hometown tomorrow on my future plans. That obviously has been postponed. So you'll get some exciting news about that in the near future when we can reschedule.
Okay. Well, you take good care of yourself. You take good care of your health. And at this point, it's just you. No one else in your family has been affected. Is that correct?
Nope.
No one else has been tested positive? Okay. So you get to spend the next 10 days away from everyone else.
Yeah, I've been banished to the basement, so I'm here working in my basement.
All right. Thanks for joining us. Thank you so much.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye.
All right. You take good care as well. Yeah, this has been an interesting day. It's been an interesting conversation, and you heard the senator say the irony of all of this was not lost on him. But those folks who filed this lawsuit said it was never about the science. It was always about the process, the procedure. Now we understand that this court decision is going to be appealed, and based on what the senator is saying, that appeal will automatically mean that the decision is stayed. So even though we started our 3-hour window today thinking or saying that this was all going to change tomorrow, it doesn't appear that that's the case. This is absolutely one of those stories, one of those situations where you have to say, stay tuned, because literally I couldn't make this stuff up. I couldn't make it up. He takes the lead. The court rules in their favor. He tests positive for COVID the day before he was going to announce, reportedly, that he's running for governor. Yeah, I couldn't make that up. I couldn't write it if I wanted to.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.